You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with Rebecca Carlson. Becca's the founder of Carlson Integrated, a content marketing management firm that I look at. She's helping me modernize my look on the flyers and as I outreach to people. And now we're going to come up with some other stuff too. First of all, Becca, give me a little bit of example. I know you've got a client that we've been working with, and you're starting to help them raise money. How are you helping them do that?
So what we've done is we've developed some content management, like some content management process and some content for them to do absolutely fully national outreach on a variety of platforms, meaning that purchased lists and also purchased advertising spots on some leading publications to get their name out, to get their brand identity in the marketplace, so that when, you know, in 6 weeks after we're done with our entire campaign, they'll be able to really reach people that have seen their information, that are comfortable with their program, and will hopefully be inclined to participate.
Well, you better keep an eye open, because one of the biggest brokers in Atlanta has been listening to us for the last 15, 20 minutes. So let's talk a little bit about how you're going to help me with my content marketing schedule. I've always tried to figure out when I should send an email, how many times a week I should send an email. And, you know, how can you help me out with that? And even if there's something that doesn't just drive right down the middle of the fairway, can we incorporate that too? Of course, I'm talking about Nikki Freed.
I thought you might be. So, you know, you have a wonderful program where you send emails on Mondays at 10 in the morning, and then we send them, or a little after 10 in the morning on Mondays, and then we send the Freed on Business flyers on Thursdays, first thing in the morning, and then again right before the show. So we have that program already in place, and you and I were talking about, you know, how to tell Nikki's story. And it occurred to me, wait a second, we're not sending emails on Tuesdays or Wednesdays. I know what we can do. Let's add a Nikki day.
Yeah,
let's celebrate Nikki.
I definitely, yes, we're going to do that, and I want to do it on Tuesdays because I want to make sure that on election day she's scheduled. And oh, for the record, just for people that are listening, my niece Nikki Freed, she's running for State of Florida Agriculture and Consumer Affairs Commissioner. It's on the state of Florida cabinet. They do a whole lot of things, including she's on the clemency board. But the one thing you got to know is that Nikki was just endorsed by the Miami Herald, and she also got another endorsement in kind of a sideways way. Thank you. Is that the NRA just announced that they're spending $3 million to defeat her. So all I could say is that's the best endorsement I've heard. So high five to Nikki Freed. That's right, high five to Nikki Freed. And we're going to keep getting the word out on that. So that's not really my core business, but it is something that the people that I work with are interested in. That's the key, right, Becca?
Absolutely. You know, when we talked about the analytics from your prior e-blast, the ones that have to deal with real things in your life and announcements and things like that are the ones that people gravitate towards. And the reason is that the people that do business with you are doing it because they know you and they like you and they want to hear good things, not just traditional sales pitches. Nobody minds the traditional sales pitch, but they want to hear the rest of what's going on in your world too. And, you know, Nikki's campaign has been a very important part of what you've been doing in these past months, and it would be sad not to share that with your professional colleagues.
You know, you're right, and it goes to what Brewster Kell says about branding and why it's so important. Bruce is a regular guest on my show. He's the man, the myth, and the legend. I know he coaches a lot of the big companies, even here in town. And what Bruce tells us is that you're always going to get, if you are able to be qualified to get a seat at the table, the person that puts you at the table already knows your qualifications, saw all your stuff on social media, all your LinkedIn stuff, so you're already qualified, and the differentiating point is the personal relationship you built with the person. And isn't that what we do every time we send out one of these emails, is build a little bit more of that reputation and that relationship, Becca?
Exactly. Gosh, I couldn't say it better.
That's okay. Thanks. Jessica's taking notes. Make sure you add that one in, Jessica. I don't even remember what I said, but it sure did sound good after while I was saying it. So let's do this. We've only got a couple of minutes left. What's our next step, Becca? What are we going to do next? We're going to do our Tuesday blast with Nikki. You're going to help me figure out what to do on that. What else are we going to do for the real estate thing? What other tweaks can we do to our marketing campaign right now?
So the other things that we're going to do is to continue to we're continuing to get everything into alignment. And I know that you speak about value system alignment in your own work of being your mantra of, you know, keeping everything aligned. As the people you work with, there's a reason you work with them because they're good people. The same thing, you know, it goes with branding and messaging is that keeping it all in alignment. So we're really working on transferring things from some old formats and some old looks into this new look so that everything looks consistent. So when you go and you have, go to a trade show or a meeting and you have flyers and things to hand out, that they look consistent with your e-blasts that are coming out and hopefully your website. So we've got a lot of work to do, Jim. I hope you're up for it.
Well, I sure am. I just don't know if Jessica is. That's just a joke, Jessica. I know you're down for everything. Becca, thank you so much for coming on the show and bringing some great information. But more importantly, thank you for bringing all the giggles and fun, because this show isn't what it could be unless we have giggles and fun all the time. Is that not right, Wanda?
Si, senor.
Thank you. That's the Miami connection in the background there. All right. Becca Carlson, she's the founder of Carlson Integrated. Becca, if people want more info or want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
They can email me at Becca, B-E-K-A-H, at CarlsonIntegrated.com, or even text me, 630-697-3509.
All right. You're dynamite. I can't wait to talk to you again real soon. Put that thinking cap on. And, Jessica, I got to talk to you, too. You're dynamite.